WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, when Carol called my name, I stood up, the room exploded, and I knew that's it, I'll never be the same. That's when the door swung open, and a voice said, "We're glad you came." Now I've spent thousands on you, darling, all the hotels and the jets, and I'd pay it all again to have your golden body back in my bed. But I don't miss the poison arrows aimed directly at my head. Goodbye to all the bottles, all the models, bye to the clouds in the skies that are holding on rain. From desert flowers and gifted children, but it got hard to grow up with your cool hand around my neck. Now in my hometown, the sun made me.
Take me off like Glasgow could be a place. Oh, did he bother? Should have slept alone another night. And I thought, well, go to another party. Thank you.
yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would. Oh, I'd rather sail away like a swan that's here. Forest than a street. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather feel the earth beneath my feet. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would.
So I hope you can hear this. We're having a lot of difficulties right now. Basically, there's two studios in here, and Studio A is having some problems. So we've been playing music from Studio C, but we can only, like, talk in Studio A. So I've just switched it over to Studio A. I'm hoping and I'm praying that I'm heard right now. Not too sure. Oh, okay. I think I'm being heard. Here's the rest of Ethernet coming on, actually. We're going to get them on mic 2 and 3 right now. All right, let's get them talking. We want to hear what they have to say. India?
All right, is it on?
I think so. You're mic 2?
I'm mic 2.
Oh, Diego's mic 2. And then India is on mic 2. Yeah. That's mic 2.
This is mic 3, actually.
Oh, then you're on mic 3.
Okay, cool.
Well, you're heard.
Are you sure I'm not on mic 4?
100%.
Okay, cool.
We do have to say we apologize.
Woof.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
For all the technical problems.
This has been really stressful.
It's a teaching moment.
And we were so excited, too, because we had such a good theme tonight.
We had a perfect theme.
With lots of talking pieces that were supposed to be gently, gracefully placed in between songs.
Really meaningful little gems of songs
as
well.
Yeah, really personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, our theme was...
Yeah, let's say it.
Songs that reminded us of last year.
Yeah.
Because we all found each other last year on Beacon Street.
It's true.
But instead you get a block of songs and a block of talking. So
yeah, I guess maybe like this is a sign you shouldn't dwell on the past.
Yeah, true. Maybe that's what the universe was trying to tell us.
Mm.
I feel like we should do a recap of the songs that
yeah.
we played.
Yeah. Should we? Okay. Well, I know we just ended with El Condor Pasa.
But, yeah.
By Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
I put that on because Diego introduced me to that song, like, right before winter break. Mm. And I remember hearing it for the first time inside the warmth of an upstate New York cabin. Aww. While staring at, like, what's it called? Taxidermy on the walls. Like, it was that kind of classic, beautiful cabin. And I just, that song came on and, like, it filled the room. And I was like, oh my God, where has this song been all my life? And I love that song, and I listen to a lot over winter break and into the following semester.
Do the listeners know the relationship between Diego and India? I don't know.
We're buddies.
All right, yeah, they're buddies.
Yeah,
guys.
We're buddies.
We're good buddies. Yeah.
They're super good buddies.
And shout out Layla Steele. Thank you for confirming that you can hear
us. Oh, Layla. Hearts go out to you. Yeah, thank you to our listeners that
have stuck with us through this technical difficult.
And also Charlie. Charlie's asleep, I think.
Oh, my God.
Charlie helped us through this technical difficulty.
In case you were wondering who Charlie was,
freaked us out.
Charlie is the ops manager who hacked into the WMFO studio computer and took over the mouse while I was trying to use it, and then started typing into the computer browser.
That's so scary.
I thought we were about to die. Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything, but
we also really just came back from watching Mulholland Drive.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't finished it
though. Yeah,
we haven't even seen the
amazing part.
We have half an hour left. I have never seen Mulholland Drive.
India, if we had finished it and that happened, like, we would have left immediately.
Oh, my God.
I would have been too spooked.
I mean, it was pretty cool that he was able to hack into the computer.
No, it was kind of awesome.
No, that was really bad.
Yeah.
Bad as in cool.
What was the song we were playing before that?
I think it was... Was it Speak?
I think it was. Two of my songs, actually.
Speak by Inga Copeland.
We had Speak by Inga Copeland, which was a song that my friend Alma put me on to. Inga Copeland, she's super cool, though. She's in this band that is now... Don't laugh! This band is no longer called Hype Williams. Mm. It was a collective between Dean Blunt and Inga Copeland.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, but I listened
to that
song.
I feel like Dean Blunt should be, like, censored.
Yeah, Dean Blunt is actually, like, a vulgar, like, curse word on this show. He can't be mentioned.
That
he's
word
Voldemort.
Is banned.
Yeah.
He who must not be named.
Yeah. And he's, like, he kind of looks like Voldemort a little bit. Like, bald, tall man.
Mm.
That's
enough.
Kind of
yeah.
all
yeah.
they, actually, yeah. they don't look anything alike.
Oh, my God, Voldemort lookalike contest.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot recently.
Yeah, Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White lookalike.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal lookalike.
We think Diego should have entered in the Paul Mescal lookalike.
If I wore, like, the really tiny shorts and the hoodie, I could...
If you had mini Adidas shorts.
I could have, like, easily won that, I have to say. And
India,
what
you
else?
Could win, like, Stella Dallas lookalike contest.
Barbara Stanwyck?
Yeah, Barbara Stanwyck contest.
That would be a crazy contest, today.
Yeah.
Wait,
but wouldn't that be
it?
So awesome?
Can we please
imagine
host that?
The woman
like three
that
people show up?
Yeah, but I feel like Boston
then
like homes
better
a lot
the odds
of,
for me.
Like people that look like her. For
well,
some
Ronan's
reason.
Already won the Zendaya lookalike contest.
Yeah,
because of right, the amount
so,
of people who have
yeah.
asked her.
Yeah. We mentioned that last week.
Oh yeah, we did right.
And it's continued. Like, I just can't stop being compared to her, and it hurts every time. Please stop.
Oh my God, it's so hard being compared to one of the most desirable women in the media today. Ah.
Yeah, my life sucks. It's actually crazy because she's filming a movie in Boston right now.
That I might be part of.
That Diego has been cast for.
Nah, I haven't been casted. I was scouted.
Diego got scouted.
He's meant for the big screen,
They
guys.
Said they were looking for dark, edgy academia. Somehow I fit that.
That's what they were looking for?
That's what...
What they said to you?
Yeah, that's what the girl said to me. So, like, if I fit that...
They said he had the look.
Yeah, I had the look.
Wait.
And they took his headshots.
This is the girl.
The girl.
You are the girl.
What?
From Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yeah.
This is the girl.
Am I...
Naomi Watts or something?
Oh, so you guys, like, weren't watching the movie, I guess.
I mean, I've seen it already. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Sorry. I was, like...
Yeah, you clearly were not paying attention. You were doing, like,
they're like
eating
casting
cereal.
Woman, and they're like eating cereal. So it's basically Diego, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The girl. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What song were we playing before that?
Before that was
Death of a Party.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Death of a Party.
By Tender.
Mm-hmm. By Blur.
Oh, sorry. That's Tender is another Blur song that I like.
Sorry, guys.
And it's also in a Paul Mescal movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're just on a track.
That was a pretty magical night. We all went to see the movie that song is featured in called All of Us Strangers.
Yeah.
With Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal.
Mm-hmm. Gay love story.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ghost story?
Yeah.
You can call
ghost
it
story.
That, yeah.
Ghost story.
It's just a story, guys.
It was really heartbreaking, too.
It was good. Oh, it was,
Oh, my God. Yeah. We have such a story.
Diego and I were going to go watch that movie, and then we got a couple more friends to watch with us.
Yeah, and it was a pretty dramatic, like, lead up into the movie, because I remember our friend Emily was like, I have all this work to do. I don't know if I want to come and watch the movie.
She almost missed out on this key experience.
Yeah, this was like a real bonding moment between the five of us. Or no, the six. Five of us. Yeah.
Wait, who?
It was the Emily's, me.
Oh,
yeah.
And us.
Was it cold that night? Like, really?
Well,
cold?
No, don't you remember?
Shh, don't spoil it.
Spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
We went to the AMC and we all, you know, got our snacks and watched this movie. And I remember sitting next to Diego and hearing some sniffling. And I was like, oh no, like, does he have allergies again? Like, what's going on?
It was allergies.
Sure.
It was definitely allergies.
And then I was hearing a lot of sniffling in general, and I was kind of like, okay. And then, you know, the movie ended and the lights came on, and Ronan and I turned, and we realized everyone around us was just sobbing.
Every red eyes.
And like, had been for 30 minutes.
The whole movie.
Yeah.
The two gals next to me, Emily and Emily, were in tears.
BBG next to me.
I mean, I do remember the ending of that movie being pretty weird.
Yeah, the ending was
wild. It was just, like, going into the sky or something.
Whoa,
like,
whoa.
Recall.
Wasn't it like that? That it just, like, became, like...
Oh, like, it just kind of, like, faded out?
Yeah, like, something really, like, with stars.
But we won't spoil the actual plot.
I was pretty checked out.
Because you got to watch that
for
yourself.
That movie.
Yeah.
But, anyway, everyone was crying and very emotional. And then the train was down. Or the train just stopped running because it's Boston and everything... dies at 12 p.m. or 12 a.m.
No, like 10 p.m.
10 p.m., yeah. And so we walked all the way... Oh, no, we walked to where our Lyft credits would receive us, but it started snowing.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful snow, and the ground was powdery white.
The first snow, I think.
Was it the first snow?
It was one of the first snows. It was our first week back. First or second week back in our second semester... And it was beautiful. It was winter. It was snowing. And it was the perfect snow.
Yeah, it was like, that was the perfect
snow.
Did we do a snow fight? We got back.
And then everyone was out.
Sebastian?
Yeah, some of our other friends were out on the street when we got back.
Yeah.
And we all stayed out for like an extra hour, I think.
We had a snowball fight until like 2 or 3 a.m.
Right.
or something.
Yeah, and we had a big snowball fight. And we were like... trying to hit each other the whole time and then like drawing our names into the snow.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of snow art.
It was really really sweet.
My shoes got soaked.
Aww, I want to go back to that.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, it's like 58 degrees outside right now.
58.
Yeah.
It's
actually
really
44.
We're all going to melt in like 3
But it
kind
of feels like 58. Like this is some LA winter.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of like 46 degrees outside right now. I wouldn't call it LA winter.
But, like, it's the kind of thing where if I was just wearing a hoodie, I would be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I wouldn't be comfortable, but I'd be okay.
That it's so warm right now.
It needs
right
to get cold and fast.
We're hoping for... Well, I want snow on Thanksgiving, but I don't
think
that's going
to happen.
I just want
snow, period.
Yeah. Yeah. Period. Okay, what was our song before that?
Oh,
by Glasgow? Pauly Jean.
Yeah, by Pauly Jean. Shout out Damon Reeves. Pauly Jean, The Letter. That song was on repeat for me for semester. It was the only song I listened to. And that album of hers, I believe it's called Aha Her. So great. That song, I'd never heard it before. I've always been a major PJ Harvey fan. And I randomly came across that song after receiving a letter that was very personal to me. And the song, the lyrics, everything about it, just, it was written for me. She was speaking directly to me, actually. In the footnotes of her song, it does say dedicated to Ronan. You'll understand.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that. And it just, anytime I had headphones on, it was, yeah.
My favorite Pauly Jean song that I listened to a lot last semester was The Wind. Listen to the wind.
That whole album is amazing.
Yeah.
You recommended it to me.
I remember that.
In Bill's class, and I just listened to the whole thing in the dark room.
Yeah.
Shout out Justine.
Transformative experience, I have to say.
Shout out Justine.
She's like she would be a good Ethernet addition.
She's with us.
Yeah. I wonder if she is, actually. But she was like, well, besides my mom, like she was my cool girl who listened to PJ.
Your mom listens to PJ?
Yeah.
That's cool.
My mom's also a cool girl.
I see.
And before we had...
I think we started off with Vampire Weekend.
No, we started off with iZimbra.
Oh, yes. Talking Heads.
iZimbra. iZimbra. I think
probably, like, cut in. Like,
yeah, like, probably,
really
like, maybe
bad
for, like, 30 seconds.
Transition. Like, you had some silence for a second there. Sorry.
I think that's, like, the funkiest. And just, like, it makes me want to chant, like, along with the singers. And just, like, when I listen to Fear of Music by Talking Heads, that's when I, like, got it. I, like, I got Talking Heads. Because I listened to their first album. And it was just, like, so, like, new wavy and, like, it just felt to me like whatever. But when I first listened to Fear of Music and that's the opening song of the album, that was when I fully got it.
Was that in...
Stop Making Sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. And even if it wasn't, it should have been.
Mm.
It's like, I feel like that could be a really good song for a concert.
Yeah.
Especially for talking. Like, imagine David Byrne just, like, making you chant along with him.
Mm.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah. True.
What was after that?
Your Vampire Weekend.
Oh, classical? I think if you set aside how corny it sounds and how corny the lyrics are, it is really good.
Diego's favorite album of...
Yeah, that's still my favorite album of 2024. Semester. Like, I don't think...
Wow.
And, yeah.
Really?
Like, it's like my frustration with Vampire Weekend was that they just sounded the same for like 10 years.
You like, were like, I do remember, you were really like...
I was really surprised.
You were mind blown surprised. And you would not stop talking about it.
This album just like, it finally showed that they matured. Like, they're now 30-year-olds talking about 30-year-olds' issues. They're not like 30-year-olds talking about like issues for people in college.
Right.
You know, and sonically,
what
like it's also...
are they talking about...
Oh, my taxes.
Like taxes and like midlife crisis.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like it sounds, the songwriting sounds a lot more mature. And the sounds, like
it just
sonically,
sounds,
it sounds
sonically,
better.
Yeah.
It sounds like they've actually, you know, become more mature.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just A-Punk or what's the other album with Cade something?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm
I was never
vampire.
Following Vampire Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We interrupt this program to bring you a probiotics PSA.
Important.
Before time runs out. This has actually been a big topic in the suite.
Major topic.
Yeah.
And it was just lying down on this table ready for us to repeat.
Life without microorganism? Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbiomes or microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt. What? Meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt with a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Really good.
We have a lot of yogurt in our fridge.
We have a lot of yogurt in our fridge. We have kefir, we have sauerkraut, and kimchi. There was some smelly kimchi this morning, I gotta say.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's lentil soup as well.
But, like, I kind of like the smell of kimchi, but I don't really like the taste of it, unfortunately.
That's such a shame. You seem like you would like.
Yeah.
Don't I? I know. Yeah.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. We've recently converted Ronan to cottage cheese.
I have to say, you guys have too much food.
Oh.
Hey, we got
you guys will not eat that, all that.
You'd be surprised.
We
There's
eat a
six
lot.
People.
Yeah.
Even with six people, it's still too much. It's still too much.
But, like, we're prepared.
Yeah.
Like, whose house do you want to be at when you
exactly
are ready to munch?
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I'll say yours. But you guys live right next to a dining hall.
That's true.
But like, the dining hall isn't open right now.
The dining hall isn't open at...
And I am nocturnal. I'm only awake during the night, so I gotta feed myself.
And, like, just... There's a difference between dining hall food and fresh food.
Mm-hmm.
Or like fresh refrigerated freezer food.
Do you think DeWick Dining Hall has probiotics?
Nah.
No.
Carm does. I had some Greek yogurt with my chicken bowl tonight.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was good. It was like sour cream.
Yeah. It looked like sour cream. I don't know if it tasted like it, but it definitely looked like sour cream.
Mm.
Well, you guys are right, but I do still think you guys have too much food. And I would like to eat some of it. I
mean, honestly, let me take it off your hands.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can agree with you there.
There are excess amounts of Costco foods right now.
Yeah. We're making our way through a Costco-crazed order.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the sweet potato chips.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Those don't take up fridge space.
If Layla's still listening.
Thank you.
Those are some major chips.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Yes.
I'm in French. And I'm really blanking. Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, yes.
Au revoir.
Well, not yet. We have 5 minutes.
I know, but I like to say that.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. Au revoir. Last song that we have to talk about is Glasgow.
Oh.
Pretty big song.
That's a big one for us, I feel like.
Probably the most major.
Probably a major one.
What was even happening the night we
I gotta say 50-50 on that Glasgow by Jockstrap, and 50-50 is also a big one.
Yeah. There was a night. I'm not really sure what we were doing. Did you all hear that?
I did see that, but I think we're good.
Okay.
We were
outside. On, like, the steps of our old apartment.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening. I think it was, like...
I gotta take credit
you
for
do.
The addition of the two songs. Because
no, 100%.
I have been a huge Jockstrap fan. I love them. I love Georgia Ellery.
What are you a fan of?
You heard me. Georgia Ellery is my... She's amazing. And during my whole senior year in high school, I just listened to that album every single day. And it just came into my mind, and I played it in that moment. That was the best moment. We just listened to it. It's a crucial song for us.
I mean, it really is. Yeah, Diego played it for us, and we were all into it. And, like, I think we've all kind of, like, heard it before. Had you heard of
it? I'd never heard.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'd heard Jockstrap before, but I hadn't heard that specific song. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really touched by this song.
It's a touching song.
And I hadn't listened
to it. I wish we could have just played it so you would know what we were talking about, but if you need a reminder, like, look up Glasgow by Jack
Honestly,
Stroud.
Just, like, tune in 2 weeks and we'll play that
Yeah,
song
I feel like
again.
We should repeat.
Yeah, this whole episode might have a repeat.
You might be hearing some of this.
This was, like, a 4 out of 10, honestly.
Yeah. But
it's been pleasant talking.
And Glasgow, I just remember, like, seeing you and Andrea, like, listening to it one night, and both of you were, like,
you
holding
really
yourselves.
Yeah.
You were just, like, holding yourselves and, like, singing together, and I was like, wow, like,
what, holding
this
each other,
means something. No, you are just holding yourself.
Yeah.
It takes you on a journey.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. Well,
damn.
Yeah. Looks like we're coming to an end.
Time flies when you're figuring out technical difficulties.
Yeah, and like maybe getting hacked and like about to die and like be in a worm.
That was kind of awesome though. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I saw your reaction. And I was like, tell me, India, what is it?
It was cool.
I thought you were kidding at first.
No,
I was like a little too stressed out.
Did you see it?
I was just like, what is this girl saying? Like, she's not getting hacked.
I saw it. I saw you like let go of the mouse and you like put your hands up to your mouth and like backed away from the computer. And I just looked at it and it was typing. And I saw your, like, I was like, oh, she's typing. And then I said, no, her hands are at her mouth. Like, who's typing? And it just freaked me out. I was stressing.
Yeah, I was also like, are we being watched, too?
Yeah.
I was like, is someone, like, watching us and responding to what we're doing?
God, I don't even say that. It's actually freaking me out. Because
they're watching us right now.
Don't say it. There's a camera. If you've seen 2001, you know Hal, I think is his name, or Hank or something, the computer. There's a very similar-looking computer right in front of me. It's a security cam.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and it's looking at us. All I have to say is the machine. That's all I have to say. Watch out for the machine.
So
this is Ethernet. You are listening.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
Last minute. What's everyone's favorite probiotic?
Oh, okay.
I don't know a single probiotic.
What?
I don't know a single probiotic. What is that?
I'd say recently your favorite probiotic has been the strawberry banana Chobani.
Strawberry banana Chobani.
What about you, India?
Ooh. Oh. Maybe, like, because I just saw it in the fridge, and it reminded me of it, and I don't even know if they're still selling it, but the pumpkin noosa.
Oh, yeah. You just threw that out.
I know.
It's too
late.
Mine is, like, kombucha.
Oh,
or
right.
Cottage cheese.
Okay.
Super, super basic. But, yeah.
Cool.
This is Ethernet. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Radio.